because they, why they called it cheese, I think cheese, they would put it in a pan and it'd be round, like a cheese, and you'd slice it out.
Uh-huh.
See, because it'll slice just like that bread.
Mm-hmm.
They use the hog's head and the feet.
Uh-huh.
Feet makes it stay together. Gelatin.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
A pit.
And what about the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
Well, that's seed.
And what do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
You mean that old dress peach?
Uh-huh.
I despise it.
And what about a peach whose meat comes away?
That's freestone.
What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Well, you mean green beans?
Yeah. And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
What do you call them? Dried llamas or dried northern beans or whatever, they're just dried beans. Well, you do cook beans that are not dry. We call them shells. If I go out there and gather on the last the beans that get too hard to cook the shell, we call them shells.
Okay.
They're good too.
Oh, I know they are. I like beans. I like vegetables.
Kentucky Wonders?
Uh-huh.
And let them get too old to cook just stringy, snapping. We shell them, and they're the best thing, cook them with the ham.
Yeah, that's what makes them, I think, is cooking them with the meat.
But I tell you, those old dried split peas are good if they cook with ham, and that's the only way they fit peas. They should make them in soup.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Something like that.
That's the only way I've ever had those split peas in soup.
But you take little tiny ham and cut it little tiny pieces like that, put it on, let it cook.
Uh-huh.
Have your peas cooked, get them back where you can pour that water on.
Mm-hmm.
Pour that water open and pour them in there with that ham and serve it on a platter and garnish it up a little bit from there.
Yeah, you must be an awful good cook.
Mitchell, pretty. I don't know how to cook anything.
All
I know how to cook, I cook for my mother and my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
My mother, I never saw my mother cook a meal in my life. She was, her health was very bad. And she didn't ever do anything but my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a colored man that cooked.
Uh-huh.
Always. The colored woman that kept us.
Mm-hmm.
My mother said, we her last four children. Before she lived to get grown.
Uh-huh.
We're the last four she had. And she was in her 40s when we were born. She lost all her first children.
Uh-huh.
They were, that's why they left North Carolina. In one little place, one of my sisters and brothers never lived to see the other one. And I had a sister who lived to be 7. She never had another child that died. She died in June. And the little brother was born in October.
Uh-huh.
But he died too.
Good gracious. Well, she really had trouble.
Well, she had. He was born before time. She had kidney trouble.
Uh-huh.
She was buried 8.
What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be
salad?
What do you call corn that you shuck and cook and eat with your hands?
Corn on a cob.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
A mole, a mouse, a mole.
What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back?
A skunk, a polecat. That's what we used to call them, polecats.
Or what?
Polecats.
What?
Yeah, I know, but I called him a polecat. I caught one.
I had one to chase me into a wild on the air, and then I was there hunting. I gave him plenty of
room. Yeah, I bet you did.
We caught one. You can make the best pets in the world if you get them.
They sure are pretty.
And have them.